You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bit of Nadia Reid, O Canada. I wonder what this could mean. Stay tuned. That is Nadia Reid with the beautiful track O Canada, and what could that mean?
Holy mountains of the world!
It is indeed, and it is a very special one this morning. We're announcing a Nadia Reid tour of Aotearoa. It's a whistle-stop tour, 7 shows. The Auckland one is going to be at the Hollywood Avondale, an absolutely beautiful venue, and that's kind of part of the point of this tour. It is beautiful venues, opera houses and theatres around Aotearoa, and it's happening across May from the 14th to the 29th of May. And on the line, we have Nadia herself. Morena, Nadia, how are you?
Morena, good. Nice to talk with you.
Oh, it's lovely to talk with you. I can't believe it's been nearly a year since Out of My Province came out, and a very bizarre year it's been. How are you feeling?
I was just actually looking at my calendar and realising that too. It's been a year. And I think we've all had quite different years. But I think this tour was always kind of on the cards. So I'm so happy that it's come to be during this interesting time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've also managed to squeeze in a few fun and really lovely ways of celebrating this music and music in general. I'm thinking of the wonderful tour you did with Holly Fulbrook, a.k.a. Tiny Ruins. It must be quite an interesting thing as a musician like yourself who has spent a long time touring overseas as well, and you've got big relationships with, the UK, for example. It must be quite weird to be able to be moving around and playing your music for audiences. Does it feel like a privilege at the moment?
Absolutely, yeah. And it feels, I think there's actually this sense of, guilt as well, a little bit, that I'm very careful not to sort of talk about it too much when I'm talking with even though they are stoked for us here, but it is that they haven't played a show in for over a year, some of them, and I can't imagine what that would be like. I think it would really be very challenging right now.
It is a very fortunate position that we're in, that when we have these lockdowns, we kind of follow the rules, we do our thing, and then we can get back out there and watch beautiful music happen. And I'm so stoked that you've picked such gorgeous venues. Is this kind of a dream you've been sitting on for a while, to play these beautiful opera houses and theatres?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was my kind of goal for this album. It's interesting because I think, touring at the moment, I think it's going to make us quite resilient in years to come because of, the nature of things can just be sort of cancelled at the last minute and sort of have to go into this kind of quite relaxed zen space of, what will be. And I think, I actually think it is building resilience as well as, deep frustration. But, I guess you just keep going. I guess we keep planning and we keep making plans and keep doing stuff until we can't.
Yeah. I see you've been working on some new music as well, which is very exciting. Is that a product of having, more time at home or more time thinking about your writing process?
I think it was fast-tracked a little bit. To be honest, I haven't found, being in lockdown hugely inspiring like some other people. I'm quite kind of jealous of other people that have. But, we've fast-tracked. We've brought the album 4 project forward a little bit, and so we've made a good chunk on the start of it in Dunedin. So we started that in January, and it's just the thing of just keeping moving, keeping putting one foot in front of the other, and keeping things rolling for when it we get more and more normality back, hopefully, or more freedom.
It must be a pretty amazing thing to look back on this record that is out in the world at the moment, Out of My Province, and think about how, I guess, it's changed for you as an album across the year that you've been performing it or listening to it with other people, also, I guess, in the picture as well. Do you feel like your relationship to this record has changed over the last year?
Definitely. Like, we had a couple of festivals the other week, and in rehearsal I just had this sudden feeling of, like, everything just sort of felt quite irrelevant, you know, like everything. I mean, there's such a, for me, there's such a distinct kind of before and after now that, you know, anything pre-March last year sort of feels kind of a bit faded and a bit, yeah, irrelevant. And that's the same with maybe some of these songs. And I think, yeah, maybe that will be a common thing for people, but I feel like it was a world ago. I mean, we went to America to make that album.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was in Richmond, Virginia, just free as anything. There was none of this, you know, COVID wasn't even a thing in our mind.
No.
And I can't imagine, you know, travelling in that way for a while. Yeah, so it does feel like sort of a dream in a way.
I think this is a record, I mean, I know I've personally loved listening to this record over the weirdness of the last year. I think that's something that a lot of people have resonated with this album, maybe the reflective nature of some of these songs, also the beautiful videos that you put out for tracks as well, working with wonderful people like Martin Sagadin, who just managed to take, I think, songs and translate them into these magic, you know, visual worlds as well. Are you looking forward to doing a bit of that on stage, I guess, in these gorgeous venues? It's a nice, like, 7-date tour is going to be quite a good thing, I think, to kind of maybe play these songs and try out some of these new ones. What are you most looking forward to about it?
I think it'll be a really momentous time for my band and I to... I think playing in... you know, certain theatres around New Zealand, especially like the Opera House in Wellington, there's, you know, it is such a, I don't know, I think space really plays a big part in shows, and they're so grand, and I think there'll be a real sense of achievement within the band, and you know, despite our year being kind of muddled up, that we can have, because we will take a big break after this, and we can kind of do this and have a nice moment together, and then on to the next thing. But yeah, you know, the beautiful proscenium arches, and I just love it. It's I mean, yeah, I feel so lucky.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky to be able to experience it with you, Nadia. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. So looking forward to this tour.
Pleasure.
Across May, you can catch... Nadia, if you're listening at home, in Tamaki Makaurau, playing on the 22nd of May at the Hollywood Avondale, which is a gorgeous venue. Looking forward to it. We're going to play Best Thing now, Nadia. Thank you for speaking to us.
Oh, pleasure. Take care up there.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy level 2 down in Dunedin. We'll see you later.
Thanks. Talk soon. Bye.
Why did you cut down that tree in your front yard? I had watched it grow for many years since I was a girl, and it seemed to shake my gravity just a little. It feels like the pain is peeling on my heart. When are we making it out to took me anywhere when I was you? And I am all alone in Italy now. tried to make it to the carnival, tried to bake it into a pie. While you were up there with Artemis, I was getting high. I see you out there in the corner. You are wanting something more for your life and for my life. You
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.